for everybody in Yorkshire. I mean, this Macmillan Charity Day has always been a very special day, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic what Macmillan do and the York Racecourse, but no, it's a good day's racing as well, so it's something for everybody.
100,000 quid, and I mean, you're going mob-handed, but I mean, they are so fiercely, this has been a fiercely competitive race through the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, it takes a very good horse to win it. I think Mr. Lupton won it there a couple of seasons ago for us, and he's come back and won all around him now, so it's a tough race to win, but look, we've got four in it, so hopefully we've got some chances, you know.
The start, of course, of a huge week for the yard. It would be a massive boost if you can get a big cheque to start it off, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's 100 grand, as you say. It keeps the owners happy, keeps the trainer happy, and sort of win a race like this is a sense of achievement, you know.
If I can ask you about each of them, then Bengali Boy's top weight, deliberate decision to claim off it.
Yeah, definitely. He won the Weatherby Super Sprint last year. He's been placed in stakes races, and he's struggled a bit. He's what we call a twilight horse. That's rated 102 with a listed penalty. It's hard to find races for him, so he's got a lump of big weight against some probably potential improvers. But taking five off, and Seb seemed to get on well with him when he rode him at Newcastle. So we'll see what happens. Any rain would help him.
Great prospector. Good to see your old mate JP Spencer comes in for the ride.
Yeah, he's stuck in no man's land at the moment, I'm afraid. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what trip he wants. His best form is definitely sprinting. So a little bit like Bengali Boys. You know, he's a bit of a twilight horse, but hopefully we'll learn something tomorrow. But if he came back to his best two-year-old form, he'd have a chance.
Paul rides Gabriel the Saint. Was that his choice, or how did you actually work it out?
To be honest, I never really give him the choice there, but he's a progressive horse. I mean, the handicappers had two right chunks at him now. He put him up 11 for winning the other day. He's got to step up again, but, you know, both times he's been very impressive this season, Chester and Leicester. He has to step up again, but sort of horse going the right way, so it was a no-brainer, really. You know, I think he's second favourite there, so, you know, I didn't give him the choice. I put him on it, and I'm sure he'd have ridden it anyway, you know.
And Zap, I mean, has already done you proud this year?
He ran well at York to a filly that actually won a 40 grand race, a filly of ours, Clubbable, Mason filly. She won again. He was second to her here. It all went wrong at Goodwood last time, so you can draw a line through that. A little bit worried about pace, so we've stuck a pair of blinkers on him. That might help him lay up. There's one thing he should be doing. If he can hang on to them, he'll be coming home. Whether he comes home in time for the winning post, we'll see.
Well, they're drawn all over the shop. Well, finally, what is your thoughts on the draw? I mean, with the maximum field down here, does it actually matter?
I think when the ground's quick, I'd definitely prefer to be low to middle. If the rain comes, you can get away with being high. But, you know, if you ask me if I had a choice, I'd probably go down the middle, and then at least you've got the option to go wherever it happens.
And a big week for the yard, obviously, the likes of Sands and Mallee going south. You'd just really love to come back from Ascot with one win. It would be, if you can win this race and then come in with one win from Ascot, it'd be a good week, yeah?
Yeah, it's funny, last night I was at a Highclere Ascot preview there, and there was some great trainers there, Michael Stout, Mark Johnson, and you know, they're talking about trying to get one, so it just shows you how difficult it is when big teams like that and John Gosden and them, you know, that one winner's enough, you know. But anyway, if we can get something, it'd be fantastic.